The Portland Trail Blazers trailed by as many as 21 points in the first half, but they closed to within 5 in the third quarter. Still, couldn't get over the hump. They lose to Oklahoma City 109-95. Blazer guard Nolan Smith got his first start as Portland looks at the young talent on the roster. He says he was able to overcome a 1-for-9 shooting night to do some good things elsewhere.
You know, obviously, wasn't the best shooting night, but, you know, defensively, you know, helping my team get into some good runs during this game, you know, I felt pretty good about that, you know, except my team up into the offense, and, you know, I feel like from that standpoint, I did a pretty good job.
New Blazer J.J. Hickson had 21 off the pine for Portland. LaMarcus Aldridge ended with 20 and 8 boards in the lopsided loss. Besides Hickson and Smith, Johnny Flynn and Luke Babbitt also saw some considerable playing time. Other winners in the NBA last night were Philadelphia, Milwaukee, Memphis, Dallas, San Antonio, and the Lakers. Next up for the Blazers, it's New Orleans Thursday night, a game you'll be able to hear right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. A report by ESPN's Chad Ford says the Oregon State star Jared Cunningham will not only test the NBA draft waters, but is likely to stay in the draft. There's nothing official from Cunningham or from the university on this matter, but according to Ford, the 6'4" junior will be a second-round pick or go undrafted. He will not be back in Corvallis. Disheartening news for Beaver fans. A group led by Magic Johnson has been awarded the right to buy the LA Dodgers. The group's winning bid of $2 billion shatters the previous record sales price for a U.S. sports franchise. That one was set when Steve Ross bought the Miami Dolphins for $1.1 billion 3 years ago. ESPN reports Miami Heat star LeBron James may have a dislocated ring finger on his left hand. James suffered a finger injury on that non-shooting hand in the first half of Monday's loss to the Pacers in Indiana. James did not leave the game, had 24 points on 9 of 21 shooting. Miami has not commented on the injury, and the Heat will host Dallas in a rematch of last year's NBA Finals on Thursday. And the Final Four in the women's NCAA tournament is set. All four number one seeds advanced to Denver to play in Sunday's national semifinals. On Monday, top overall seed Baylor defeated Tennessee to advance. Lady Bears take on Stanford. They defeated Duke in its regional. UConn heading back to the Final Four after defeating Kentucky on Tuesday. The Huskies will take on Notre Dame, which outlasted Maryland. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.